call this meeting of the House Committee on Veteran Services and Emergency Preparedness to order. So we have several work sessions scheduled today, and we have one more day, Thursday, where we can potentially work items. And so I'll start off by announcing that Senate Bill 93 will not be worked today. We're going to carry it over till Thursday. And Senate Bill 87 will be carried over until Thursday. That's the only two bills I currently have on my list, so that'll be their last chance for this committee to take action on either one of those bills.
87?
87.
Okay. On the back?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the back. It's on the back.
Oh, thank you.
So I'm first going to open a work session on Senate Bill 89A. Mr. Administrator.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, as you recall, Senate Bill 89A permits counties and the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs to appoint volunteers to provide support services and assistance to those that ODVA serves. It describes the duty to appoint volunteers for oversight, requires background checks and protection of client confidentiality, permits reimbursement for expenses and other incidentals, and permits ODVA to provide training, declares emergency effective on passage. There is no revenue impact, minimal fiscal impact, and before you have a proposed Dash 3 amendment, which recognizes Gene Maxwell in the preamble for the time and effort to organize volunteers and provide support services.
Okay.
Chair Lively, I move to adopt the Dash 3 amendments dated 5/27/2015.
Representative Boone moves to adopt the Dash 3 amendments dated 5/27/2015. Is there any discussion? Any objection to the amendment? Not, the amendment will be approved.
Chair Lively, I move Senate Bill 89A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Boone moves Senate Bill 89A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Comments? Okay, please call the roll.
Vice Chair Boone?
Aye.
Vice Chair Eskimo?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Huffman?
Aye.
Representative
Parrish?
Aye.
Representative Palooza?
Excused.
Chair Lively?
Aye. Motion carries. Need a carrier for this measure. I have a volunteer that wishes to. Representative Huffman?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You bet.
So thank you, Rep. Eskimo.
He's used up his volunteer for today, so just warn the rest of you that.
Yes, but we can volunteer him.
Oh, that's true. Okay, so now I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 775A. Mr. Administrator.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, Senate Bill 775A makes pre-disaster measures taken to improve resilience inadmissible as evidence of negligence, declares emergency effective on passage. There's no revenue impact, no fiscal impact, and the committee again had a public hearing on 5/21.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 775A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Boone moves Senate Bill 775A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Mr. Evans.
Chair Lively, members of the committee, there was a very small, very brief work group on 775 trying to find language that could emphasize a small point, and I don't believe language was agreed upon. Here's what we somehow need in the legislative history is that because the plan is introduced, and again, it's an OSPAC plan, it's for the right reasons, that having a plan but never actually working in good faith to implement the plan is not an excuse for if something happens, we want to make sure that this bill actually does the part of rewarding folks who take it upon themselves to look at their problems, put together a plan, and then work the plan. We couldn't figure out how much time for different size entities would be not good faith, but what everybody could agree with, if we could find the right words, it's implied within the language, it is the legislative intent, I believe, that agencies that are related to this particular bill and private employers, public employers, whoever else is affected, once they come up with an identified plan for action, that they intend to work that plan for action as they best can, not simply put it on the shelf, say we have a plan and attempt to evade anything else. So lacking language, I think that at least having that conversation as a part of the record is what they were hoping to have.
Okay.
think you have your volunteer.
I think so too.
I was going to say, there's a carrier.
Suggest you carry the floor, and you can, and I, you know, I think that would be great.
Explain that
to make sure
better
that,
detail.
Right.
Yeah.
Got slips and hook.
I was just going to say, thank goodness none of those folks do business in Oregon, and you know, we've only got the good actors here. So
that's right. Yes, sir. That's right.
So your message was for future
yes, sir.
Utilities
absolutely.
That may come and try to conduct. Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. Those, yes, not the ones here. Any other discussion on the motion? Mm-hmm. Please call the roll.
Vice Chair Boone?
Aye.
Vice Chair Escobar?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Huffman?
Aye.
Representative Parrish?
Aye.
Representative Paluso?
Excused.
Chair Lively?
Aye. Motion carries, and Representative Evans will carry it on the floor.
Thank you.
Thank you. Close the work session on Senate Bill 775. Open a work session on SCR 12. Mr. Administrator.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, SCR 12 memorializes Lance Corporal Nathan Windsor. Committee heard the measure on May 7th. No fiscal, no revenue impact.
Chair Lively, I move SCR 12 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Boone moves SCR 12 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Vice Chair Boone?
Aye.
Vice Chair Escobar?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Huffman?
Aye.
Representative Parrish?
Aye.
Representative Paluso?
Excused.
Chair Lively?
Aye. Motion carries. Do I have a volunteer carrier?
Mr. Chair, that was sponsored by Representative Gromberg.
Oh, okay. Then we'll let him know that we've passed. Thank you very much. Representative Gromberg, close the work session on SCR 12. Open the work session on SCR 7. Mr. Administrator.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, SCR 7 memorializes Specialist John Alexander Pelham. Committee heard this on May 21st. No fiscal, no revenue impact.
Okay.
Chair Lively, I move SCR 7 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Boone moves SCR 7 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion of that motion? Seeing none, please call the roll.
Vice Chair Boone?
Aye.
Vice Chair Escobar?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Huffman?
Aye.
Representative Parrish?
Aye.
Representative Paluso?
Excused.
Chair Lively?
Aye. Motion, let's see, and this one will have Representative Helm, who sponsored that, will be the carrier. So motion carries. Close the work session on SCR 7. Open a work session on SCR 6. Mr. Administrator.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, SCR 6 memorializes Specialist Nicholas Welch. The committee heard this on May 26th. No revenue, no fiscal impact.
Chair Lively, I move SCR 6 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Boone moves SCR 6 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Representative Huffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. When we were discussing Specialist Welch, some questions came up with the family had commented on some things, and getting the road sign seemed maybe the process a little unclear, and we wanted to make sure that they were in fact taken care of. And I think the whole committee was copied on the communication back and forth, but Katie Thiel from ODOT emailed, and I was embarrassed to find out that we actually had passed a bill earlier this session, which seemed like last biennium,
yes, it did.
As I think most folks in the room can relate to right now. So there, we actually did pass a House bill that lines out the process for getting a road sign connected, and the family can work with ODOT. There's a paperwork process. There's a hand-holding process to go through it. The present cost is somewhere between $600 or $700. They work with them on picking out a stretch of highway. So anyway, did want to share that on the record that we did check into that, and folks are well taken care of.
I appreciate your doing that, and I was just as surprised as you about the previous legislation we had approved, but I'm glad that we did. So. Representative Parrish.
Thank you. I also talked to Amy Joyce. Appreciate that she's very accessible when we need something, and
and brought up a license plate issue and said, you know, what do we need to do if family wants the license plates? She's looking into that. It could possibly be statutory. Mm-hmm. I see no problem if a family says, hey, I want a set of Purple Heart plates and I want to put them on a frame in my wall. They're not running them on their vehicle, you know, and implying sort of that they're the recipient. But if they want that for some kind of commemorative purpose, I'm all about let's try to figure out a way to have that if they want it framed somewhere we can get them to them. And so that's something Amy is checking into for us to see if we need to come back with a little tweak that allows a process for those types of plates. You know, so anyway, that's we're following up on that side sure. of the question as well.
You bet. Thank you very much. Any further discussion of this motion? Not, please call the roll.
Vice Chair Boone?
Aye.
Vice Chair Esquivel?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Huffman?
Aye.
Representative Parrish?
Aye.
Representative Peluso?
Aye.
Chair Leslie?
Aye. So we need a carrier. This was Senator Winter's bill.
Right. Is that part of your, that's your district's in Senator Winter's, isn't it?
I think, Chair Lively, Vice Chair Esquivel, I believe that it's the other half of the district. I don't think Welch was on the House 20 side. I think he's on the House 19 side, but I'll carry.
You'll carry it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, since it's Salem. Okay.
Sure.
That's great.
Okay.
Evans.
Thank you.
You bet.
Evans. So motion carried. I'll close the work session on SCR 6 and open a work session on SCR 14.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, SCR 14 memorializes Corporal Keaton Grant Coffey. The committee heard this on May 26th. No revenue, no fiscal impact.
Chair Lively, I move SCR 14 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Boone moves SCR 14 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion on this motion? Hearing none, please call the roll and final passage.
Vice Chair Boone?
Aye.
Vice Chair Esquivel?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Huffman?
Aye.
Representative Parrish?
Aye.
Representative Peluso?
Aye.
Chair Lively?
Aye.
Motion carries. A carrier for this.
I'll carry it.
You carry it? Thank you, Representative Esquivel. So I'll close the work session on SCR 14. Yes, Representative Esquivel.
Mr. Chair, I request that the rules be suspended and allow Representative Peluso to vote on SCR 7.
Okay. Representative Esquivel moved that we suspend the rules to allow Representative Peluso to vote on SCR 7. Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none. Representative Peluso, how do you vote?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Should I hit the gavel on my... Okay.
I saw you waiting. I thought, I better get something done here.
Mr. Chair, I request yes. that the rules be suspended to allow Representative Peluso to vote on SCR 12.
Okay. Representative Esquivel moves that the rules be suspended and Representative Peluso be allowed to vote on SCR 12. Any objection to that motion? Representative Peluso, how do you vote?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Mr. Chair, I request that the rules be suspended to allow Representative Peluso to vote on Senate Bill 775A.
Okay. Representative Esquivel moves that the rules be suspended to allow Representative Peluso to vote on Senate Bill 775A. Any objections to that motion? Representative Peluso, how do you vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I request that the rules be suspended to allow Representative Peluso to vote on Senate Bill 89A. I'm sorry.
Representative Esquivel moves that the rules be suspended and that Representative Peluso be allowed to vote on Senate Bill 89A. Any objections to that motion? Hearing none, Representative Peluso, how do you vote?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Any, let's see, I think we have completed. So the only two items that we have left that will be on our calendar for Thursday is Senate Bill 93
Mr.
and Senate
Chair.
Bill 87.
On,
Representative Huffman.
Thank you. On 93, was the amendment not ready yet, or why are we carrying that one over? Do you know?
I'll address that. There's been much discussion of that bill since the last time we heard it, and we sort of agreed to have a work group in the interim and went back to Senator Monis Anderson and asked her about that, and she said yes, and then she convened a work group, which will meet tomorrow, at 1 o'clock until 1:45 in the Ledge Library, and you're very welcome to come. I was going to make that announcement.
So they asked, since they were going to do this one more shot,
yeah,
that they do that before we take any final
action. And so it makes sense, because the plan originally was have a work group in the interim and then meet next session and do it. But since we're having this work group tomorrow, depending on what comes out of that, then, and I asked the chair, that I thought it might be a good idea to hold this until we finish that group, where everybody can get around the table at the last supper, so to speak. But it'll be after lunch, so you don't have to eat.
Reb Boone, I'll talk to you offline, because okay. I had been working on an amendment that
okay.
I thought. Anyway.
Okay.
We'll figure that out.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Sure. Any other questions, discussion? If not, we're adjourned.
Molly!